That's in Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lamed, again, page 13. All the way, Lamed, all the way at the end of Machaber on page 13. So we started this yesterday, but get a wing started. Mishi Yesh Lo, turn the page. Mum Befanav Obiyadav, a Kohen who has some type of blemish on his face or on his hands, Kagon, Shema, Bukanios, or Kumos, or Kushos. For example, there's spots, or his hands are twisted, his fingers are twisted, or go off to the sides. Ramo explains different explanations for each of these words. So the idea is lo yisakapav. He shouldn't duchen this kohen. Why? Because people will look at him. Because something unusual. So as we said before, people, again, there is this concept of the Shekhinah coming down, but again, that's mostly in the base. I mean, there's the idea predominantly is because you'll be distracted, you won't listen to Birkas Kohanim, you will not catch the bracha. So therefore, this person who has these type of things that are unusual, they shouldn't duchen. Same thing applies, someone has a mum on his blemish on his feet, in a place when they go up to duchen without socks. Then people will see it. Again, we're scared that people will stare at that. V'chemi sheriro yoda azukana, or somebody who drools, like he can't control his saliva. O she'eno zofo dima, or again, his eyes tear a lot. Discernible. Again, the same idea. So, v'chein suma be'acham e'enov, when somebody has something wrong, is blind in one eye, so in other words, his eye is closed. So again, it's unusual. So therefore, all these cases, well, yisakapav, these people shouldn't duchen for the reason we mentioned before, because it will cause people to stare, and people will not listen to Birkas Kohen. V'im hayadash be'iro, but if it's somebody who is someone who's around the city, people are accustomed to seeing this person. Dahainu, in other words, what does that mean, somebody who's around the city? Shehem rogilimbo, people know this person. Makirin hakol sheishbo osamum, people know that this person has this thing. And, you know, we all sometimes see people with something unusual. We see them all the time, so, you know, like, we don't take a second thought about it. So people who are with that person, so it's nothing unusual. They don't think it's unusual. So that person who's normal in the city, he's normal in the city, he's regular in the city, so that person, dahainu shem rogilim bo makirin hakol sheyesh bo osamum, yisal kapo, so that person could duchen. Why? It's obvious. Again, the reason doesn't apply. The reason why he can't duchen is because we're scared people are going to say, nobody's going to stare at him. Ve'afilu husuma b'shtei einav, and if even someone is blind in both eyes, but again, if he hangs around, if he's somebody who knows, so then it's not unusual for us. V'choshe shal be'ir lamed yom mikri dosh be'iro. And anyone who's been in the city for 30 days, that's considered dosh be'iro, somebody who's around, someone who's accustomed to our city. V'davka be'iro aval im halach ba'akroi le'ir acheres. It's only talking about his city. If he goes to another city, let's say he goes to a different city, if he goes to another city, it doesn't work, right? V'shasham lamed yom, lo, even if he was there for 30 days, it wouldn't work. Why? Because he's usually here. He's usually in here. So if he goes to Sacramento, even if he's in Sacramento for 30 days, but that's not his city. So he leaves there, he comes back here. So even though he's been there for 30 days, that doesn't work because he's not considered set there. Okay, he's there for 30 days, but it's like a psychological thing. He's a foreigner, if you want to use that term. Here, if this is his place, and he's here for 30 days, so then already it's a different idea. So then he could duchen. V'afilu lo ba lo ador sham, lios mibnei ha'ir, ela ba lios sham melamed o sofer. Also, if somebody goes there, he's not going to be part of the city, but he's there to be a Rebbe or a Sofer, or Meshari Shanor, he's going to work there for a year, or Chatzi Shanor, he's going to be there for a half year, he's going to work there, you know, like, to put it in modern terms, like he has a contract for a computer company to work there for a half a year. So Chashu Dosh Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that person is chashuv dash bi'ir ola midyom. So that person is considered dash bi'ir. So that person would be able to duchen. So again, if the person is here for a substantial amount of time, he's coming in and out, right? He just happens to be here for a little while. So even if it happens to be 30 days, but he's going to leave, he might even leave any minute. So then that would not be good enough.
Wait. Are we talking about somebody with a deformity, or are we talking
right.
about anybody?
No, deformity. A deformity. If a kohen walks in and he says, well, we'll get to that a little later, and he's a kohen, you could duchen right or what right away. That's a separate issue. But here we're talking about the problem is people will stare at him. So then if he's normal around here, so even with his deformity, we don't notice his deformity. We're accustomed to it already. Now to what we were referring to yesterday, Lamed Aleph. In Minach HaMakom L'Shalsha HaKohen Im Talas Al Paneihem, if the custom of the city is like we mentioned before we were learning these halachas, that the Kohanim cover their faces when they duchen. Remember we discussed that? They don't have to, but there is such a custom, so the Mechaber mentions it. So here it comes up again. Afil yesh b'fanav yadav kama mumim. So even if he has on his face or on his hands all sorts of things, he says kapav, he could duchen. Why? Nobody will see it. Nobody's going to stare at it. If they stare at it, all they're going to see is a talus, because he covers his face, covers his hands. So now, again, we obviate the problem. The problem's not there anymore. and the Ramah says, "V'davka im hayu yadav bifnim minat talus." That's only if they keep their hands covered with the talus. Avi imhem b'chutz lo mehayat talus liyadav. But let's say he covers his face, but he sticks out his hands, and he has a problem on his hands. So then it doesn't help, because again, maybe people will look. If people look, they see his hands outside the talus. Now again, we discussed this before. It's only a minug that they cover their face and or their hands. Right? They don't have to. Places, evidently, they didn't do that. And so the kohanim just duchen without covering themselves like we're used to. So then we have this problem of people staring at them. But if the custom is that they cover themselves, so it's a different issue. And then it depends on how much they cover themselves. We saw it used to be they only covered their heads. Then Ramah brought down covering their hands. So again, so if they cover everything, so it's less of a problem. But if they have their hands sticking out and he has a blemish on his hands, so then he can't duchen. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings up an interesting point. He says, and even if the custom is, as we also saw before, that the tzibur, people in the crowd, cover their heads with a talus. Right? So it's not just the kohanim, but the crowd covers themselves. That doesn't help. Why? Two reasons. Mishnah Berurah says, so in other words, let's say we have a city where the kohanim don't cover themselves with a talus, either their heads or their face or their hands. But everybody in the crowd does, like we do, right? Everybody covers themselves with a talus. So Mishnah Berurah says that's not good enough. Why? Because, first of all, somebody in the crowd could look. You cover yourself with a talus, but you could still peek. Number two, how about the boys, the bochrim, who don't have a talus? So then they could look. So the way we're coming out is like this, that if the custom is the kohanim cover themselves, so then as long as they cover whatever, as long as that kohen covers whatever the minog is, that he'll cover himself whatever the blemish is on, so then he could duchen because it's covered. But let's say if the kohanim don't cover themselves and just everybody else does, so then it'd still be a problem because of the bachrim. And also, even if people do cover themselves, they could still peek. So that's, we still have the problem. Okay, we'll get to more things like this in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Paint and all those type of stuff. Okay, but Meretz Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow.